This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Joining us to discuss the beginning of the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell, which is set to start today, if you're listening to this on Monday, the 10th of April, 2023. Jennifer Coffendaver, former FBI special agent. I could think of a better person to begin the week talking about this with, Jennifer, and to get your insight. I think it's fairly clear what we're going to be seeing for the prosecution in this case, but I am baffled by the challenge that the defense must be facing to defend Lori Vallow Daybell. How do you think this is going to begin to play out?
Well, as you know, there's no insanity defense in Idaho. If I were her attorneys, of course, I would be trying to put that forth, but they can't do that except for sentencing, consideration. There is no defense, in my opinion, other than she is going to point the finger at her brother, who is deceased, and say, listen, this is all him. He killed Mr. Vallow. He killed our children. This is him. And I was just an innocent party to it all. The problem is going to be that none of the evidence is going to support that. It's really going to support that she was the one inciting these actions, not her brother. And so it's going to be a problem, but that's what I'd be doing, you know, pointing the fingers, especially at somebody who is deceased, who can't defend themselves.
And just seeing if it sticks. Correct me if I'm wrong, but when I look at the timeline on this, because I know that's being thrown around a lot of it being possibly Alex, who is the one who is doing this. And it feels good to say the word Alex again and not Alec from Murdaugh for many, many months. But that Alex was the one. But does the timeline support it? Because the way I've read it several ways over is it's questionable if he was even alive when some of the children were supposedly murdered. It's a very close window from everything I'm reading. Am I off on that, or do you see that same thing?
I see the same thing. The facts and the evidence in this case are not going to support this theory, but I don't know what other theory they have. If their only theory is going to be to point the finger at Alex or to point the finger at Chad. But they're going to try to point it away from her and just show that she's kind of an innocent bystander. But again, if you look at the text messages, if you look at what happened, if you look at her reactions after the death, the whole story, the facts just aren't going to be there. And I think this is going to be a quicker time in the jury room than even Murdaugh.
Do you think it's going to take another anticipating up to 10 weeks on this? Obviously, there is a lot of evidence to be shown in this, but it almost feels very open and shut with what the evidence is. Do you anticipate it taking as long as they're saying? Would it just be to lay out all the evidence in its entirety?
Yes, that would be why. And again, on these dockets, they always plan for things to take longer, because it's easier to shorten things up and to move things up on your calendar as a judge. Mm-hmm. What's difficult is to run over into other cases that have been scheduled, and then it's a domino effect.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to me this would be scheduled for a long period of time, and great if they get it done earlier. And I agree with you, there's a lot of evidence, and they're going to want to spell it all out. And unfortunately, because the cases have been severed, you know, Chad Daybell's crew is going to get a very inside glimpse at all this evidence. So that's unfortunate, but that's what the judge ruled.
Do you think there's a possibility that Chad will flip on Lori in all of this and come out and testify against her in some sort of arrangement to lessen his own sentencing?
I think it's possible. Someone like Chad is so self-serving. I mean, this is a person that truly believes they're a deity. Mm-hmm. Imagine that. To me, that's beyond being a narcissist.
Yeah, it's a step beyond.
This is the, you know, a heightened version of a narcissist to think you're God. So I believe when people who believe in that fashion, they make their own rules.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rule that he can't break, change, or alter to fit his agenda. So I could see him doing it.
And that would be interesting because it feels to me like Lori is still very much a follower of Chad from what the few interactions that we've seen in court, from some of the phone calls that she's made to her son that we've heard in the Netflix documentary. Sounds very much still, this is the man, that his teachings are the thing. So the idea that they would point the finger at him too as another defense for Lori seems less likely, especially if she's not, she wouldn't support that, I don't believe, in her own defense, because it feels like she still is very much in belief that he is this deity-type character. What I'm questioning is if he were to do this for his own self-preservation and testify against her, is her mental state still being able to hold up in court the rest of this trial should the deity in her life turn out to be, you know, not so deity-like?
Well, I do believe that this whole premise was in part to support them being together and being alone, and they, you know, concocted these sets of zombies and roaches and, yeah, you know, levels of darkness, really just to facilitate them being together. At the end of the day, that was the mindset and that the intent. So, you know what they say, Tony, you may be able to fool others, but you can't fool yourself. So I question really how much Lori Vallow truly believed it versus wanted to be free, run to Hawaii with her love.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Jennifer Coffendaffer, former FBI special agent, thank you so much for your insight into the Lori Vallow Daybell trial as we begin week technically number two of coverage. Last week was jury selection, but this is where it all kicks in this week. We're going to have reporting from you for you on the ground from Idaho and the courtroom. And of course, we're going to be bringing you discussions and courtroom audio as we get it right here on the podcast. And be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of that. We're on it and covering it for you 24/7. You can even get an ad-free experience when you sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try that for 3 days free when you become a Premium Plus subscriber over there. Just to check that out on Apple Podcasts and sign up. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.